That's Yola there and Dancing Away in Tears. You're listening to East Point Radio with me, Mark Lindsay. Great other pleasure of your company as always on a Monday morning. Do hope you're feeling fit and fine and sort of raring to go. That's a contradiction in terms on a Monday, isn't it? But at this time at 10:45 on a Monday, we have a feature entitled Anglia in Focus. And we invite individuals and organisations to join us live on the programme to talk about, various things, that various events that's occurring across the East Anglian region. And I'm hoping now that on the line is going to be Paula, who's a director of Quintessentially British Events. Good morning to you, Paula.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
How are you? All right.
Very well, thank you, yes.
Jolly good. Now, Quintessentially British Events, that's quite a title, isn't it? Tell us a little bit about your organisation.
It is. We are a family-run business, and it's, myself, my husband and our two daughters, and we organise around 12 events a year around the country, and, you know, as well as all other aspects, we bring in a lot of local British handmade products as well.
I see. Now, I know one of the events that's coming up very, very soon is going to be the Framlingham Country Show at Framlingham College. Now, this sounds a fantastic event, and I've got some information in front of me of all that's going to be sort of occurring at that particular event. Tell us about it.
Well, the Framlingham Country Show is in its 15th year this year, so we're very excited. And obviously, every year we try and bring in new, different attractions. So we have many new attractions this year, like Bob Flowerdew, who is a panellist from Gardener's Question Time, and he'll come in and answer all your questions about your plants, if you have any alien plants or want to know anything new. Also this year, we have the dog poaching training team. They train the dogs for all the poaching in Africa, and they're going to be doing a demonstration, two demonstrations a day in our main ring, and they're going to be showing people how their poachers are caught in their demonstrations. We also new this year have the Suffolk Punchers, which we're very excited about, with some babies, and have many exciting things like Jonathan Marshall from Game of Thrones, stunt bikes, the dog and duck, loads for the children, like Farmer Gemma, magic shows, Punch and Judy. So, yeah, large dog area with pedigree dog show, fun dog show, agility. So we pretty much have something for everybody.
Certainly sounds it. Now, you did mention the Suffolk Punchers. Aren't they wonderful animals?
Amazing, amazing. And we're very lucky because we've been trying to get them for years to come to Framlingham College. And this year we have managed to do it. And so the Suffolk Punch Society will be there, and they bring in some babies with them.
That sounds great. Absolutely wonderful. I love to see them. And whenever they're on television or whatever at various events, I love to watch those sort of programmes. And I think that's absolutely excellent that you've got them coming along to the Framlingham Country Show at Framlingham College. I will ask you for all the details of when that's on and everything else in just a few minutes. But one other thing which I'd like to talk about is you mentioned Bob Flowerdew there. Gardening. Now, that's something which I love to see, a good garden, a nice tidy garden. I must admit mine's not that tidy.
Yeah. Well, and this year's been a bit difficult with all the rain.
Oh dear, isn't it? It's been one of those years, as fast as you tidy things up, it just seems to grow again.
Relentless.
Yes, it's certainly been one of those years. Now, I take it Bob will be able to give some information, as well as just the talks which he's going to be doing throughout the day, about how to look after various plants and hopefully how to keep your garden tidy.
Absolutely, that's why we've brought him in. I mean, he'll be doing talks, he'll be doing questions and answers. In our cookery demo, we actually have an Italian chef who's a forager, so he's going to be joining Bob as well, and they'll be doing a debate. So you can put any questions to them throughout the day. I think it's happening about four times a day. So that should be quite good fun, and it's different. You know, we haven't had it before, and I think at gardening, people love it. So it's just something that, you know, people would like to do.
Now, this event, the Framlingham Country Show, sounds very much a family-orientated event, something for everybody by the sounds of it.
It is, and that's what we try and do. And I mean, everything that I've mentioned, you know, is for free once you get into the show pod from the fun dog shows. So the magic, the Punch and Judy, the puppets, Farmer Gemma, Amazing Reptiles, Dodger Dog storytelling for Dodger Dog Rescue, the travelling theatre, the Buccaneers, that is all for free once you're in the show, and obviously all the rings. So, you know, people can spend the whole day there really without having to spend any money if they choose not to.
Yes, and I think that's excellent in this day and age where, let's face it, the old pennies don't seem to go as far as what they used to, do they?
Well, absolutely. And I mean, for children, you know, people with children as well, particularly, I mean, although things like the Buccaneers and the Magic Show are for adults as well, but for children particularly, you can amuse them the whole day without having to spend any money, which is a major plus.
It certainly is. Now, you mentioned there the magic shows. Now, I understand these are going to be running throughout the day with your fabulous magician, Markel, from Britain's Got Talent is going to be there.
That's right, and he's utterly amazing. I mean, he does some amazing magic shows, and he runs them throughout the day. So they're about half an hour per show, and I think he's on four times a day. And, you know, as I say, adults and children absolutely love them, but he's very unique. He's very good.
It certainly sounds it. Now, before we go any further, can we give out some contact details for listeners who would like to find out more about the Framlingham Country Show?
Well, the easiest way, I think, is if you put in the Framlingham Country Show into Google, it will come up, but we are www.framlinghamcountryshow.co.uk. And you can go on, the programme will be up there tomorrow, and you can see what's going on. You can buy tickets off that site. And also, if you just type it into Facebook, Framlingham Country Show, it'll pop up immediately, and you'll see our Facebook pages, which will connect you to Instagram as well.
Now, let's give out those all-important information as regards to the actual dates. It's over 2 days, isn't it? 19th and 20th of August?
That's correct. It's on the 19th and 20th of August. So not this week, next week, at Framlingham College, and we have lots of free parking, so, you know, everybody welcome.
Now, let's get back to the event and the Touring Buccaneers Theatre, a fabulous pirate show, who will host performances four times a day. Tell us about them.
I mean, they're amazing, and they've been in Beccles Theatre. I mean, they travel the country in the theatres as well, and they come and do, obviously not as long as they would do in the theatres, but they come and they put on their Buccaneers musical and theatre show. And they fairly unique, and it's amazing to watch. And it's just something slightly different for everybody. And as I say, the adults and the children love it. You know, there's a lot of sword fighting and, you know, pirate things and that, like that.
Sounds good. Now, something which I've just picked up on from the publicity information I've got here in front of me is the much-loved wrestling will be at the show, which is great fun and a laugh for the whole family. Tell us about that.
Yeah, our wrestlers, actually, when we introduced them, we were sort of umming and ahhing quite a few years ago, and we were going, you know, will people... They're the most popular, one of the most popular things at the show. The people absolutely love it, and the children love it. And again, they are on four times a day, and they are fantastic. And they East Anglian wrestling team, and they do all our shows with us. And people just they love it. It's one of those things, you know, one of the busiest points of the show when they're on.
Hey, that sounds great. That's that's something different, certainly, at the Framlingham Country Show. Now, we mustn't ignore the wonderful musicians that will be playing and singing also throughout the day, and that's going to happen on both days, I understand.
That's right, and we've got some absolutely amazing musicians and a lot of local ones. You know, so actually we've got two postmen who are postmen in their full-time jobs, and they sing us in the evenings and over weekends. And they are amazing. And one of them is a country music, the man in the hat. And the other one is the Elvis Presley tribute. And they're both going to be there, and some other fabulous and amazing local musicians as well.
Hey, do you know, there's nothing like live music performances, is there?
No, and these guys are fantastic. You know, you can sit there and you know, eat something in our food court area, or bring a picnic, and you can listen to them at the same time.
Now, you mentioned the dogs, which are hugely popular with over, I understand, 20 dog classes. There's going to be a pedigree dog show with over 20 classes in that. That sounds phenomenal, that does.
That's right. Well, we have a fun dog show as well. We have the fun dog show, which raises all the money for charity, and it goes to a local rescue. So we choose local rescues, and this year it's going to Mid-Suffolk Carriage for the Driving for the Disabled, to help disabled people be able to go out and have they put on carriage riding for them, etc. And that's got 20 dog classes, and then we also have the pedigree one, which has 20 dog classes as well. So anyone with their dogs can have a whale of a time and come and enter all of those. But the charity fund dog show one, it goes, all the money will go to rescue.
Now, I understand that We Love Dogs raised close to £18,000 for charity in 2022. That's phenomenal as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Our dog area of the show, primarily, we run it for charities. I'm very passionate about dog rescues and animal rescues in general. They have having a very tough time. They were prior to COVID. And what we do is we try and raise as much money as possible for them throughout the year. And so the dog area really isn't a profit-making area for us. We give that money primarily to charities.
Well, I think that's very wonderful, that is. Now, for loads of the younger visitors, as we mentioned, it's very much a family-orientated event covering 2 days, 19th and 20th of August. And I will ask you for those for the information of how people can find out more about the Framlingham Country Show in just a minute, Paula. But to come back to rural crafters, now handcrafted and made with love. You have over 30 rural crafters demonstrating and making what they sell at the show. That sounds great.
It is, and we really encourage this aspect of the show. They all have free stands. They all come along. It's something that we're really passionate about, and we try and get as many along as possible. So you have wood turners, stick makers, pottery makers. We've got forgers, artists. And they all sit there and make their products at the show. And I always say they're made with love, because they're handmade and they love their products. And then they sell them as they make them. We've got the chainsaw carvers, the chainsaw carving rings. So they make some amazing stuff as well. And it's one of the most popular bits of the show. But also, it's you don't want things like this to die. So it's nice to encourage it and bring people in, and people love watching it.
It certainly sounds a wonderful event with so much to do and so much to see for so many people. I think that sums it up, doesn't it?
Well, we try and say there's something for everybody, and, you know, we're very lucky because people that visit our shows, we hope that they stay the whole day and have a really good day out.
Now, one other thing which I picked up on from your publicity is try your luck with the archery Have a Go. That sounds a good idea.
Yes, well, we got a fantastic, because Framlingham Castle's in our background, we have an amazing living history area as well. And in with the living history area is a Have a Go archery with people dressed up in living history outfits. And it's really fun, and it is, as I say, it's amazing because they down on the backdrop, where the castle is the backdrop. So yeah, that's great fun for people to try.
Now, for enthusiasts of classic cars, there's going to be classic cars at the show this year, I understand. Are you expecting a big response to that? I'd imagine you've got cars coming from all over the county and possibly beyond.
Yeah, we have a lovely, what we do is we park them in front of the school, which is an amazing backdrop for the classic cars. And we've got a good, well, they book in, it is quite weather dependent, but that, you know, we've got a lot booked in on each day, so, and some really beautiful old classic cars. So we're really excited about that. And as I say, they have the school's the backdrop for them, and they're right in front of the school. And it looks pretty amazing.
Certainly does. Now, let's give out that all-important contact information once again, Paula, if we may. How can people find out more about the Framlingham Country Show?
The best place is to go on the website, which is www.framlinghamcountryshow.co.uk, or you can put it into Google and it will come up straight away, as well as on Facebook. And as I say, the programs will be on Facebook tomorrow, on the website and everything, so you can have a look at exactly what's going on, where and when.
Sounds great. I'm sure everybody's going to have a fantastic time, and I'm sure that the sun will shine on you on the 19th and 20th of August.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, literally. Yeah. So it sounds a fantastic event. So, Paula, can I thank you for joining us here live on East Point Radio and telling us so much about the Framlingham Country Show.
Thank you very much for having us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. There we've been talking to Paula from Quintessentially British Events, all about the Framlingham Country Show, all part of our feature
Anglia
In Focus,
right here on East Point Radio.